Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for everyone. Thank you for answered prayers. Amen. So, we are going to look at something. More like a reminder or a conversation we had had during our camp meeting. And I would like us to look at something that Paul says in Proverbs 13. Solomon says in Proverbs 13. So in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 4, he says that the soul of the sluggard desireth and had nothing. The soul of the sluggard. You know, the sluggard is the lazy man. The man who will not do anything for himself. He's going to postpone things that need to be done. So he says that the desire of the soul receives something. And what he receives is nothing. The desire of the soul, which is, you know, the soul of the sluggard, the mind who never does anything, the mind who never wakes up to do anything substantial, will always postpone what needs to be done. He says that the soul of this kind of an individual has nothing. But he now says that the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Going to be talking shortly about church growth and diligence, but then we're going to see how we can make sure that this key attribute is seen in every area of our lives. So you can apply the scripture to any area of your life. If you are sluggard, or you're a sluggard, and you want to do well in your studies, your academics, your business, your job, he says you cannot get what you desire by just being desirous. So desire alone is not enough. However, the art of being diligent is what turns our dreams or our aspirations into results. So the sluggard has nothing, but the diligent shall be made fat. I don't know what you have to be diligent about. Of course, to be diligent means you're going to be constant. You're going to exert earnest effort to accomplish what is undertaking. So there's an exertion, right? There's a constancy, an earnest effort to accomplish a feat. And this one, the soul of the sluggard cannot do. No, sluggard can't do that. Sluggard is going to say, let's have this tomorrow. Let's do this next 2 weeks. I went for follow-up. they were not there. And the next time you go, it's 5 days or 6 days later. You cannot accomplish much with such a soul. Today you start a business, tomorrow you don't start, you have not done anything about what you have started. You have started, but there's nothing else that you're doing. Or you start, then you break for 4 months, then you start again for 2 weeks, then you break for 2 months. No. The sluggard soul has nothing. The soul of the diligent shall be made fat. So with your studies, businesses, there's a constancy that is required. And that is what is called diligence. Diligence is not just doing hard once and then you leave it. No, there's an exertion, you know, of a constant effort. The effort is constant. So you know a diligent person by how constant the person is. It doesn't matter whether or not the thing seems to be working, but then there's a constancy to it. There's something that's constant about the man who's diligent. He keeps at it. He knows how to keep 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 at it. There's an earnest effort to accomplish what is undertaken. Today is raining. He's on it. Tomorrow is sunny. He's at it. Tomorrow is windy. He's at it. There's a constancy to it. Doesn't matter what the weather looks like. He knows to keep what he does constant. 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 Continually exerting effort. It's continuous. So he keeps at it continually. There's a constancy to the effort he exerts. He doesn't exert, you know, an effort today and refuses to exert an effort tomorrow. No, there's a constancy to it. Whether it's working, he's at it. It's not working, he's at it. It's picking up, he's at it. It's not picking up, he's at it. There's a constancy to the one that shall be made fat. Solomon says. Well, in fact, the sluggard has a lot of excuses why he cannot do it. A lot of reasons why it will not work. A lot of reasons why the business is not picking or whatever he's doing is not responding. There's always something, reasons why it will not work. The soul of the sluggard desires, he desires to be great. He desires to have a big cell or a big discipleship group. He desires to become something great. He desires, in fact, those desires can become like night dreams. He sits in his chair and says, oh, what if I became the bank manager of this institution? And oh, what if I'm going to start this business? Or I see myself starting this business, but he never actually starts. He never actually moves. He never actually gets up and gets the job done. The soul of the sluggard desireth, always desiring good things, always seeing good things, but will not have anything because he does nothing. The soul of the diligent shall be made fat. People of God, desire alone is not enough. It's not enough. And you find Solomon saying this, or, you know, like almost communicating the same words in Proverbs 22, verse 29. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. whatever business you are diligent at, don't worry at it. Just keep at it. You are going to stand before people who are prominent. There are going to be great opportunities and open doors. Don't worry about how long it takes for you to do what you have to do. Just keep at it. Just make sure you are diligent in your business. Diligence in your business. It says, you shall stand before kings. You will not stand before mean men, mere men, because you are diligent at your business. You know, while I was working as a pharmacist, there were a group of people who were very intimidating. I don't know if it was where I worked, but then there were some people that were called, they are expatriates. These were people that used to come where I used to work, and they belong to a different country or a different nation. And one of the nationalities, who I realized, were very stubborn, were people from UK. They could come in at any time, and they had very interesting accent, and they would shout from the back of the room, "Who is the pharmacist here?" You know, when they just open the door, so "Who is the pharmacist here?" They are coming straight to the one that lifts up their hand as the pharmacist. And you know, one of the interesting things is that, they were very plain, and I wouldn't want to call it disrespectful, but then they would ask questions, and they would not ask you questions like, "Come and let me ask you, what is this drug for?" No. While they stand there, they say, what is this drug for?" And everybody can hear. So, you know, if you are there and you don't know, you don't know what the medications are used for, trouble, 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 trouble. And, you know, I realized that a lot of pharmacists didn't like those kind of people, because when they come, they will ask you a lot of questions. So why this and why that? And sometimes the interesting thing is that they know the answer. That's the fun thing. They just don't want you to serve them. They know the answer. So they want to be sure that you are a good person that is serving them. So they come, they test your knowledge. And for somebody who has been on medications for maybe 15 years, the person knows a lot about the medication. So when the person comes in, "So what is this medication used for? And can you tell me something about this medication? What medication can you not take with this medication?" Then you don't know, then you are standing there. But you see, I realized that whenever you are diligent, you see, people always want to talk to you. People always want to come to you. People always want you to serve them. Yeah. People always want you to do something for them. People always want your touch on their medications, because you were diligent and you were able to do the things that you are told to do. So ask yourself at your workplace, your school, can you be called diligent at a task? Diligent at a task. Well, that's for you to answer. If you are lazy, you know yourself. So you should be changing, because it says that the one who is not diligent has nothing. The one who is diligent, his soul shall be made fat. So before I close, I told you that we're talking about church growth and the constant effort of diligence, hard work. You know, the church will not grow if we do not add some persistence in seeking its growth. Yes. Many people are not willing to be relentless, unremitting. They don't want to add any effort to accomplish a growth. You know, the church and its growth is like a farm. It requires us to bestow much labor. We're going to put in much labor on it. We're going to pour much labor. You can't just say that you're going to sleep and when it's harvest time, you just jump in and harvest. It doesn't work. You sit down and look at the farm and you envision the farm full of producers, but you never get up to plant. You never get up to water. Even the Lord that gives the increase requires planting and watering. So if we want to see growth in our discipleships, growth in our groups, we have to apply a constant effort to accomplish. Some of you must begin to pay attention to your preaching. Because when you preach, they don't understand you. You see, so it becomes difficult for them to follow you. And it takes diligence to change one or two things. So for our church to grow, our discipleship groups to increase, diligence is a requirement. It's needed. There's supposed to be an earnest effort to accomplish what is undertaken. You are on it. Don't get tired. Don't get tired. Your work is producing results. You're on it. You're on it. There should be no day that passes you by that you don't have any activity concerning discipleship. Whether visitation, whether call, whether prayer, whether, there should be no 24 hours that passes you by. You don't have anything relating to discipleship. No call, no text, no calls, no visitations, no follow-up, no, there should be something involved in your day that causes you to do what you have to do. Yeah. A persistent exertion of your mind towards a goal, a persistent exertion of effort, a persistent exertion of prayer. That's why as a ministry we pray. Yes. You know, people just want hands to be laid on them and then the work grows. Hands to be laid on you, the church is suddenly full. Hands to be laid and you just receive a gift of a mega church or a mega group. No. We're going to be attentive. We're going to be persistent in building the church. Your life is like a church too. You are not just going to be there and it will be all fine. Yeah. Don't listen to people who say, oh, you don't do anything, everything will be fine. Yeah. Don't work you, everything will be fine. Sleep, everything will be fine. The Bible does not teach that. So there's going to be a constant and earnest effort to accomplish what is undertaken. Yeah. So our church is going to grow. Church is going to increase through diligence. Our work is going to grow. Our work is going to increase through diligence. Relentless in your pursuits to see your people responding and flowing and growing. So as we close this evening, I want you to start seeing yourself as a diligent person. Right? Start seeing yourself as a diligent person. Somebody who is diligent. who applies a constancy of effort, who applies a constant effort to accomplish a task. Don't be somebody that says, my back is paining me, my stomach is paining me, my leg is paining me. Every day your stomach is paining you. Every day your back is paining you. No. You are desiring. You know, and it's far easier to desire, you see. Just sit and make a wish list. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fattened. I see you becoming diligent in every one of your endeavors. Yeah. If you are lazy, you can't achieve anything. I'm telling you. So begin to hate laziness. Yeah, because laziness reveals a certain truth that you are going to be in trouble. Yeah, it reveals a certain truth. Yeah. Begin to hate laziness. Begin to have a very, like, it stinks in your presence. It's not good. When you see someone who doesn't want to do anything, just wants to sit down, just wants to lie down, yeah, just wants to loiter around and not work. You see, hard work is a very beautiful thing. Yeah, when you see somebody that is very hardworking, it's a very wonderful thing to see. Yeah. They give you work. You will sit down 30 minutes. You allow the other person work throughout. You are a lazy person. And this is what he's saying. He said that your laziness, it's not going to bring nothing, and it will bring you to nothing. Yes, it's the one that works that will be made fattened. So you should have a strong, repulsive attitude for laziness. This is when you meet somebody, hey, every day you are going for follow, you are a lazy person. That's why you don't go for follow up. Don't tell somebody that a person is going for follow up. You are lazy. That's why you don't go. That's why your work is also not responding. Because you will not go. Hey, you call your disciples. Hey. Yeah, I call them every 2 weeks. You are lazy. So the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing. So we're going to make sure we keep constantly at doing things hard and long. Hard and long. You know, even if we're in the church, for instance, you see that we start cleaning the place right now. 20 minutes, somebody has gone to sit down. 20 minutes, you have gone to sit down. Huh? How old are you? You don't like to do anything. And it's affecting your ministry too. And also affecting your academics. Because you won't get up and go to class and study. It's affecting your business because you won't sell. And affecting your job because you won't do the things you are supposed to do. Hey, I told you, this world is full of tired people. Ask anybody that is doing anything substantial, whether the person is not tired. I'm not saying tired, you know, in the way, but there's an exertion. Yeah, everybody's waking up to do something, moving here, doing this, doing that, passing here, moving here, going here, going. Everybody, except that you don't want to do it. Nobody that's doing anything that's good as not hardworking. hardworking in whatever field you find yourself. If you're a musician, you don't go to the studio. How are you going to produce songs? You're a student, you don't go to class. You're a businessman, you don't go to your shop. You open your shop whenever you feel like going. You go only when you feel like going. Go Monday when you say, oh, today no shop. Today shop closed. Your customers are calling. Oh, auntie, can you? No, today no shop. Shop open Thursday. Huh? You went to shop Monday. You are opening shop Thursday. How would the business do well? The same approach for ministry. You don't go say, more men, more what? So from today, I see you rising up to be a diligent man. Yes, you're rising up mightily. And you will not be afraid of, I'm tired, I'm my back is, it's my stomach, my leg, my hand, my intestines, my what, a lot of excuses. You are going, my stomach, my head, my tongue, my teeth, my back, my what other, listen, my ovaries, my testicles, my... Every time you have something that we don't even know the explanations to give, we are not sure. Every time you are giving us reasons why you are not doing the things that you are supposed to, you are lazy. You can't even pray. You can't even pray. Stand up to pray. You will not pray. You go for evangelism. Instead of you've gone for the lazy man, you go for evangelism. Instead of you should go for evangelism, he'll go for evangelism. He'll go and loiter about. At the end of the day, you speak to only two people. Why did you leave your area? It took you 1 hour, 30 minutes to go, and you only went to speak to two people. Why not 10 people? And the two people, it's not like the person started speaking to the two people and the two people took all the time. No, you'd be loitering about. The time is up, you go back home. You'd be loitering about, moving around, accomplishing nothing, and then you go back home. Did you go for follow-up? Yes, please, Pastor, say. What? Hey, from today, we are all changing. We are changing from every whatever. Laziness to diligence. Come on, pick a phone and call your disciple. I gave that instruction this week. I said that from Monday to Wednesday, pick your phones and call your disciples. Some people will not do it. Some people, it's the same issues you have with your bosses. Your bosses, they'll say, do this. And then it's, please, I was not able to do it. My credit got finished. I told you that we are calling from now to this. Say, no, you not. Then a promotion comes, you say they should give it to you. But from today, now, every diligence, I'm tying my back, my eyes, when I open my eyes, my ears, we are stopping all those things. Stop all those things. Stop all those things. I see you just rising up and saying, enough of this laziness. Now is diligence time. Diligence time. You're up and about, up and moving, up and on the road, up and active. And when you get to wherever it is, you have to do what you have to do. You are doing it like you are there. You are doing it. Go for evangelism. You go, you eat kebab, you eat biscuit, you buy drink, you drink water. One person, follow up 2 hours. You have eaten kebab. You have eaten, what do you call it? Biscuits. You have drunk drink. Did you go to eat or you went for follow-up or you went for evangelism? And you say the church should not go. diligent. Instead of you should get up and go and bring your disciples to church on Sunday in the morning. Sunday in the morning, you are not going. You are sleeping and you are saying that they should come to church. How will they come to church? How are they going to come to church? Sometimes you get up early and do what you have. You will not do. You will be there loitering, sleeping. This is how you say. You said that you went for follow up. Sunday, join the bus early. You will not join the bus early. You will be there. They will have to come and follow you. They will have to call you to come into. You are the one that is not making the work to grow. If you come early, you won't come early. You join the bus late. Because of you, the bus comes late. Many of you, the reasons why your disciples are not, you are just lazy. Yeah. I am very sure that there are people you have that are responding and that are responsive. But your laziness is not allowing them to flow with you and to come along and to go and bring. Because you see, to cause people to come to church and to cause them to come for discipleship, it takes quite some energy. You see, it takes you to be energetic in a certain way. Yeah, it takes you to be energetic. If you are very lazy, you can't do the ministry. The ministry involves a lot of movements. It involves movements. It involves moving from one place to the other. It involves bringing people. It involves busing people. It involves driving people. It requires some physical movement. It requires that. So when you are not able to do that, the thing cannot pick. It cannot respond. Yeah, it can't respond. Because you will not do it. You will say that they should come. And they will also not come because they are not used to coming. Your work cannot grow when you are not diligent. The church will not grow when you are not. Even your life will not be very what it is supposed to be except diligence. You know, we call Aliko Dangote, Aliko Dangote, Aliko Dangote. You should go and watch the documentary of Aliko Dangote. Yeah. Tells you how many hours he sleeps in a day. You'll be shocked. But he's the one that has all the money. Nobody will accomplish much with diligence. Without diligence, nobody, I'm telling you, you can be so gifted, very little will be accomplished by your hands. You can be the world's most, very little. Yeah. I believe Michael Jackson is the greatest, entertainer that lived. I believe so. You should check his ranks of diligence ever since he was small. It was said that he used to rehearse so much that he never even had time for any other thing other than rehearsals. Yes. And how he died is because of the same thing. Because he had performed and performed and performed. Now he couldn't sleep again. He couldn't sleep. Because the euphoria of his performance, time in and time out, was the reason why, you know, he couldn't sleep. And they now had to put him on medications. And the medications that they put him on to help him sleep was what killed him. Because he can't sleep. He has done it one meeting, one program, one meeting, one program, one visitation, one thing. He's on it consistently. One rehearsal, one thing after the other, one thing after the other, one thing after the other, one thing after the other. I hope my conversation this evening is straightening someone's life and is saving someone from a future nothingness in life and in ministry. Not so much can be accomplished if this is not there. Yeah. So in your discipleships, your life, the church and its expansion and its growth our church is going to grow by diligence. Your life is going to do well by diligence. Yeah. Your relationships are going to do well by attaching some diligence. You know, it's a lot here. It's a lot to keep relationships. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you will not understand what I'm saying. It takes a lot to keep good relationships. You think about it. How that on the person's birthday you have to remember. And how that you have to check in on the person from time to time. And how that you have to be there when the person has lost somebody. And how that you have to travel from one place to the other to meet a certain sort of something. I don't know. The person loses someone, you have to be there. The person is opening something, you have to be there. You have to send, even if you are not able to be there, you have to send a message, you have to call, you have to express your condolences, you have to check in on the person from time to time. It's very difficult. It takes quite some diligence to even keep relationships. It's true. It's true. It's true. I got up a few times back, a few days back with a few of the people here, we had to move to Kumasi. I was saying in my head, I said, hey, this person, if this person didn't mean so much to me, I would not have taken a car and moved on. But that is what it takes to keep a relationship. Even in the person's absence, you need to keep the relationship. Yeah. So some of you who cannot visit, can't visit. You can't get up and move out. Your work is not going to grow. You didn't have, your disciple didn't come to church. You can't go and find out why the person didn't come. It takes a lot to keep relationships. Yeah. It requires some diligence, some constancy. Yeah. Those of you in relationships, you see that it takes some constancy. Text calling, texting, how are you? Hey. Huh? You're a lazy small. You see, when you find a lazy person in a relationship, the person will be lazy even at keeping communication. Even just to say hello, it will be difficult. You are lazy. That is what you are. And that laziness is affecting what is happening. You can't pick a phone and say, I'm calling you. You can't pick a text message and say, I'm texting to do this, texting to do that. You're even lazy in your whatever. Yeah. Every day they should text you. Every day they should call you. Somebody should call you, not call. Every day they should visit you, you will not visit. It's a soulless form of laziness. A lazy woman, you will go hungry in your house. There will be no food to eat. A lazy man, you have to pay your rent as a woman because he will not work for money to come into the house. You will have to go and work and bring money home and still pay rent and pay school fees. If you are working and it's not coming, it's not good. If you are working and it's not coming, it's good. If we know that you get up and you go out every day, even if there's no work, you get up and go out. Go out. Go outside and go and see what you can do and come back home. There's no work there. No, there's, get up and go out. If you get up and dress and go out, you will find something to do. So you see, I'm telling you that begin to hate anything laziness. Don't be a fan of, when you go to work, you see that somebody will be sitting down, pressing the phone, watching TV. Have you come to work or you've come to watch TV and press your phone and do all these things? Yes. Some of you don't know me. Me, I will suck you. Huh. you should ask of me while I was working. I would just say that, bye-bye. Because if we are paying four people, we are paying one person uselessly. Yeah, we are paying one person uselessly. Three people are doing the job. One person is not doing the job. So go on. The three of us will manage and do the job and pay ourselves your salary. That's what we'll do. We'll pay ourselves your salary. You get up and go home. Because you are lazy and you are detriment to what we are doing. I hope I'm beating this out of somebody. So from today, I said begin to hate. Have a detest, a strong one for laziness. Detest it. Don't like it. Like, don't see someone who is lazy and you admire the person. No. Somebody gets up and goes to work. You say, hey, you can work. You are the one that is lazy. You are very lazy. That's why you see what somebody is doing. You call it work. Instead of you should be working too. You say, hey, you can work. Hey, me, I can't work like this. You are lazy. Yeah. Lazy women who go in for cesarean operations, instead of them should push. They will not do. They will not push. You are lazy. You, instead of you go inside and push, you won't push. You said they should just cut you. They say, you are just lazy. Say, you can't push. As for you can't push. Why can't you push? So it's painful. Everybody experiences pain. You see, you want a rich guy. Don't want to do anything. You want a rich guy. From today, you are going to see laziness and say, hey, you are stinking and I don't want you in my life. I don't want you in my life. I don't want you, man. You know, you see, even as a pastor, you see something, they are lazy. Yes. You see them, you say, this person is a lazy person. You say, you can't do anything. 10 minutes into anything, they start to retract. And they start to sort of sit down. And they start to, like, they start to move back. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, you start to move back. Lifting things, you start to move back. They'll find something to do, somewhere to go, buy water. They don't want to work. They want to move away from the work. Where the work is, they don't want to work. You are so lazy that you can't even calculate mathematics. When they say 2 plus 5 plus 3, you say, hey, give me calculator. The laziness is quite an extreme. So from this evening, I want to have you say, hey, I'm rising up to be a diligent person and I'm going to be known as somebody that is diligent, diligent. The first person to pick their bags and go home 30 minutes before work close is them. And they will not come early too. And they will not work too. You see them walking around like that. They won't work. But I see you rising up to be a diligent, 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 diligent person. Yeah. A diligent. Me, I admire diligent people. Yes. I really admire diligent people. Yeah. I really admire diligent. Like when somebody is diligent, it makes you admirable. Yeah, it makes you admirable. Make sure a man who can do everything, fight for his family, hardly stand, do this, do that, go. It's a beautiful, a woman who wake up early, take care of the kids, to bath them, do this, cook food, there's food in the house. It's not money, oh. It's not money. It's not a lot of money. I'm saying that it's not money. I say that it's a lot. There's food in the house. The child is smelling nice. The child is doing this, everything is, she can clean. Somebody who cannot, is not diligent. The house will be dirty. The child will be smell, does not smell nice. lot of mess in the home, cannot clean, cannot sweep, cannot mop, cannot do nothing. She's just there. You change that lifestyle and begin to have a sense of diligence. Sense of diligence. Sense of diligence. Will not change her hair, will not do this. Because the laziness flows everywhere. Flows everywhere. But from today, I see you rising up mightily, 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 mightily to be known as a diligent person, 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 a diligent person. And we'll rise up together and we'll build the church. We'll say that the church is going to be built. The church will be built. The church has to be built. The church has to be filled. The church has to be built. The church has to be filled. We are going to be diligent at it. See, I've started my campaign on filling the church. Yes. We want to fill this. It's okay. We want to fill the church now. Yes. The 2, 3, 4 seats at the back, whatever, we say, no, it's okay. We are going to fill the church. We want to fill the church. Those who are diligent are going to pick my words and say, Pastor says we want to fill the church. They will pick it up. It's not easy. The church choir is not even up to 2 years. You want to fill it. And Pastor should relax. It will be fine. Everything will pick. It's much more. It will be okay. No. So I need people who are diligent, who can stand with what I say and make it happen. Yes. That's what we are praying. That means we are not neglecting the spirit. We are praying. Are we not praying? We are praying. So Father, in Jesus' name, we are beginning to walk in a greater level of diligence in every area of our lives. Greater level of diligence in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our time is up. We'll be here again. We'll not be here today. I'll drop one prayer point. 10 p.m. We'll be in prayer. Again, the one that is not diligent would not pray. Would not pray. Say, my disciple is not here. I am not going to pray. No. But we have changed. So, we are diligent. 10 p.m. I'll drop the prayer point before 10 p.m. It's individual. It's you and your God in your place of prayer. Don't let the cold deceive you. Pray. Some of you say that the cold is cold. It's cold everywhere. It's cold everywhere. Everywhere is cold. It's not easy. Everywhere is cold. So in your academics, pick your book. Go to class. Pick it. Go. Get up and go. It's cold, but if you can't study in your room, pick your pullover, wear it, wear socks, wear it, and go. Go and study. Yeah, go. Go and study. When you go, put your phone down and study. Write notes. Take notes of the things that the teacher said will come in the exam. Study. Prepare for it. Be diligent all through and through. Your business, share. Talk about it. Do video. Be diligent. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Like, do it. Don't let anybody make you feel like you are doing something small. Do it. Do it. It's your own. Do it. Yeah. Do it. Get up and deliver what they are asking. We are calling for delivery from Danzuman police station. He said, "Oh, madam, Danzuman, we only do to La Paz." You see, you are just lazy. Even to deliver some, to call a rider and pick the rider and say, "Rider, come in." You know, the riders too, sometimes they are difficult to get. You say, "You know, we don't do deliveries that far." He said, "Oh, madam, I'll pay. I'm a dancer." "Oh, madam, you know, I can show you another shop where they'll, you are lazy. You can't even get up and deliver something that they are asking you to deliver free. They are paying for the delivery. You still say that you don't deliver. What is wrong with you? Father, we thank you for diligent people in every area. Every area. In every area. In every area. Type this before when you go to your WhatsApp status. Diligence and hard works looks good on me. Yes. Diligence and hard work looks good on me. When you see someone who works hard, don't pity them. If you are lazy, you should pity yourself. Yes. Don't pity the person. Like, "Oh, you are really working. Hey, me, I can't work like this." So, no. Diligence and hard work looks good on me. And I want you to get up and do whatever it is that you have to do. Diligence and hard work looks good on me. It looks good on me. It looks good on me. It looks good on me. In my discipleship, it looks good on me. In my house, it looks good on me. In my relationships, it looks good on me. In my businesses, it looks good on me. I'm attaching this. Diligence and hard work looks good on me.